Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. On Tuesday evening, a motorist caused several accidents on the A100 Stadt Autobahn. At least three people were seriously injured and three others slightly injured. According to witnesses, the 30-year-old man gave the impression that he had deliberately caused the accidents. He allegedly rammed cars, motorcycles, and a scooter driver, and after his car was stationary, he got out and placed a box on the road, claiming that it was an ammunition box. He was arrested and is now in police custody, and specialists from the State Criminal Investigation Department were on duty and secured evidence, where no harmful materials were found in the box or in the car. According to the Berlin Attorney General's office, the statements made by the accident driver suggest a religiously motivated act. The suspect is a 30-year-old man from Iraq. As of Wednesday evening, the investigators had neither ruled out a political or religious background nor mental illness. In the meantime, the state security took over the investigations, and the Administration of Justice announced that Attorney General Margarete Koppers will inform the Legal Affairs Committee this afternoon about the findings so far. After the accidents, the motorway was fully closed on Tuesday evening from Dreieck Neukölln to Tempelhofer Damm in both directions. On Twitter, motorists reported waiting times of 3 hours, and about 300 people were affected. On Wednesday morning, the motorway between Kreuz Schöneberg and Alboinstrasse in the direction of Neukölln remained closed, as police were continuing to investigate the section where the accident driver caused the incident. The Berlin Senate sees a need for action in view of the continuing violations of corona rules in pubs and in restaurants. In a broadcast after the Senate session on Tuesday, Mayor Michael Mueller stated, quote, "We have the feeling that there is a need for follow-up action." Representatives of the Dehoga Hotel and Restaurant Association were invited to the Senate session on Tuesday morning to describe their experiences, and they assured the mayor of their support. By doing so, the association wants to show restaurant and pub owners once again how to keep attendance lists correctly and why this is also in the interest of the guests. An information campaign with posters, postcards, or radio spots is also conceivable. Mueller is pleading for a campaign that, quote, "shakes things up a bit. If it's not possible to enforce what's important to us with rules, if the infection rates increase, if there is no other way, then perhaps the next relaxation must be delayed, or we even have to take things back." End quote. Mueller went on to say that many owners and guests deal responsibly with the situation, but that the opposite can be observed as well. From the corner pub to the star-studded restaurant where distance rules are not applied, attendance lists for contact tracing are missing, or data protection measures are ignored. For this reason, a ban on alcohol is still conceivable, which would only apply to some hotspots, and Mueller referred to the responsibility of the individual districts. The public order offices are also being supported with additional training and personnel. Mueller also announced that the Senate plans to expand testing capacities in 2 weeks' time, for example, through private test labs as more and more people are returning to Germany. The administration also wants to test more in schools and at sports and cultural events. The test stations at the airports are also to remain open longer and adapt to the landing times of aircraft. Most recently, passengers reported several times that they were standing in front of closed test stations after arriving in the evening. The plans for a new call bus system for the outskirts of Berlin are becoming more concrete. The BVLG has developed an initial concept of what a demand-driven service in the suburbs could look like. According to a draft concept submitted to the Berliner Morgenpost, the ideas of the BVLG illustrates the use of a ride-pooling service ordered on demand where the rides or trips of different customers are to be bundled. According to the documents, the BVLG selected a 67-square-kilometer zone east of the center of Berlin as the project area. It includes parts of Lichtenberg, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Treptow-Köpenick, in which 290,000 people live. The area was chosen because public transport there is, quote, difficult to cover with classic scheduled services. Therefore, other solutions had to be found to offer the residents an alternative to their own cars. The BVLG took over the basic principle from the Bärl König from the city center. Customers can call the service via app for a point-to-point connection, and a journey can be shared by different passengers. It's also possible to book planned trips in advance. What is new, however, is the tariff system. The on-call bus is primarily planned as a feeder service to the S-Bahn and U-Bahn, as well as to regional transport. The service will primarily be used to get users to the nearest station. To this end, the tariff system is to be integrated into the tariff of the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association. Passengers will therefore only be carried if they can show a valid public transport ticket. In this case, the pool ride ticket will be added, and passengers who order this service as a shuttle to the next station will have to pay €1.50 per trip, and there could be a special regulation for particularly badly connected areas. There, according to the concept, the price for the additional on-call bus ticket could be waived completely. The ideas of the BVLG have been met with a divided response among the coalition parties. For Harald Moritz, transport policy spokesman for the Green Parliamentary Group, the model is in the right direction. For him, it's the right approach to focus the concept on the outskirts of the city, and Moritz has not yet made up his mind on the evaluation of direct connections, stating, quote, "You have to take another look at the taxi fare in detail in comparison and see if we don't have to raise the fare for direct connections." Tino Schopf, transport policy spokesman of the SPD, rejects the idea of direct connections as he thinks that it will destroy the taxi industry. Because taxis have clearly prescribed tariffs, one could not allow the BVLG to charge lower prices at the same time. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.